Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Afro Bucks,
the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Ciela putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I upchuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothless. A teacher, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer. Bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetic. With my telekinetics, I mean my telepathic. From this mouth of madness flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Free them all, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs. they wanna do is see us fall. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my Mia Mo. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate kills even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, we're full of wrong, it's hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember the nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trapped by the apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving.
Open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm free, I'm free no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that? You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas too, it's totin'. Free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know this. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll nod.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dogs.
Open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the jakes, but they got caught. Place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang. And you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dog. Yeah, I'm free at a funeral. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' find.
Free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free them all.
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I go by the name of Black Youngster.
I go by the name of Lil Migo.
I come from South Park, where Matt Kidder.
I come from Watkins the First Boulevard.
When y'all see y'all ops, they do something to y'all, they don't do to us. We shoot at them every time we see them, they don't shoot at us. In them hardest, they kill my brother, so I don't know who to trust. Them apartments taught me so much, they run my noodles, sir. Yeah. I wish I can see somebody one time. Yeah. I wish I can see my brother one time. Yeah. I wish I can see my nigga one time. Yeah. And I'm still around, duck it one time. Speak like I'm retarded, but deep inside I got penicillin. Spent $1 million, they help me out with my stuttering. Got a shot, I got it, then niggas stop me from struggling. If you play with dude, I'ma gun you down like the government. I've been breaking rules since I came in this bitch, I'm gutter, man. If I see a op, I'ma whittle him up like the weather, man. 60 on my rotor, you know time is money, I got cheddar, man. Never seen my father, that's part of the reason I'm a better man. I realize for the rest of my life, I'm gonna scream free my dollars for the rest of their life. Yeah, it's sad. I realize for the rest of my life, I'm gon' scream rest in peace my dog for the rest of their life, I'm mad. Rest in peace to my ops, why I can fuck them, they gon' come back. Trigger finger itching, stick that file on you like a thumbtack. No disrespect to Suge, but if I was Pac, he would've had to run that. I can't let no nigga take shit from me, cause I done that. Rappers getting stored for they mouths, where they chopping gun it. How you kill dog for 20 racks, and them labels done it. Same nigga said they had my back, hurt me to my stomach. So many niggas rode my way, they made me seasick, made me vomit. 2021, I don't need no 100 niggas with me. Got my niggas sticking with me, my day one niggas with me. New Year's resolution, I'ma keep 100 bitches with me. I secure myself, nigga, I keep that blicky with me. 2021, I don't need no 100 niggas with me. Got my niggas sticking with me, my day one niggas with me. New Year's resolution, I'ma keep 100 bitches with me. I secure myself, nigga, I keep that blicky with me.
Keep the blicky with me, this my New Year's resolution. Tell me who was shooting, tell me who was on the news. Niggas don't need to answer questions when they up in their room. Guess they gotta play the position, little homie, just be cool. We was stuck up in the basement trying to find another way. Hope we see some light, pray we finally see some better day. Then I found the rap, the money was the only other way. When you win, it seemed like watched everybody trying to get a taste. Can't relate, slamming past like heavyweight. Serving place, no dinner, they were nigga in my DNA. I count the money before I fuck the bitch. She say I'm standing, guess I'm celibate. Only time I fuck is when I'm thumbing it. Breaking down these bed, don't need a scale. It free my nigga locked behind the walls, didn't tell. It's fuck them niggas, they know who they is. It's fuck them niggas still. Trying to dodge the feds and count a meal.
Let's go.
2021, I don't need no honey niggas with me. Got my niggas sticking with me, my day one niggas with me. New Year's resolution, I'ma keep a honey bitches with me. I secure myself, nigga, I keep that blicky with me. 2021, I don't need no honey niggas with me. Got my niggas sticking with me, my day one niggas with me. New Year's resolution, I'ma keep a honey bitches with me. I secure myself, nigga, I keep that blicky with me.
Here's up, eyes open, the fist clenched. This here be the chairman, Fred Huffin Jr. Coming in the Black Panther Party, coming in, hit y'all living this here politics. You see, this here is a PSA, a people service announcement. In regards to the enemy hitting us from every which way, including motherfucking loops. From locking us down to coronavirus to the police shootings. And in every time we raise up and demand justice above us, these motherfuckers quick to rename and defame us as another bunch of rioters and looters. You see, we cutting cover from the cloth with cats like Pop. And we got them, we gon' ride this motherfucker out to the last beat and the motherfucking bullet drop.
The Freshman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution. The revolution.
I want to have, I want to make my people proud. I put my city on my back and tell them freedom now. It's the strong against the weak, the poor against the rich. The moral of the story, they ain't giving niggas shit. All the poor folks trying to get next to the rich.
Is all you wanted to pants me? Jeans in my blood, my mama wanted to hand me. This is just a verse that I dedicate to the chairman. Never heard nobody say nothing fake about the chairman. And I hear a lot of people saying freedom all, but I ain't satisfied until they free my dog. If he just a detainee, why it ain't free to call? You know it costs to eat, but it's free to stall. Big nigga in every city, of course. From the Hoover to the Fort, B.O. out in the Bronx. Gotta mention the chief, Malik, what they call him. The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. The time you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention Reese and Tim. Or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the grim. Fuck my enemies, the police is trying to shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn words. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Let's go. Heavy statement. Count my blessings, never take for granted. Instead, I take advantage. Look out for your son, make sure I teach you table manners. The life, it ain't a damn thing for you. My uncle in the feds, he got 1,000 more weeks. And in 1,000 more days, I'll probably see Reese. But then again, he got a case in another state called D.C. And they don't wanna let a youngin' go, dawg. Label us ministers to society like we owe, dawg. Oh, Lord, I can't take it no more. We throwin' rocks at the pen cause we so far. Coke coming fresh up off that boat, dawg. 2 years later, nigga facing that RICO law. $50,000 for your lawyer, what it's gon' cost? End up with a public defender, nigga, that's your law.
Yeah. we understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr. and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale and people like Bobby Hutton and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile running, or they're either in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the Vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people are being taken, why haven't you shot it out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? Well, what did we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we haven't moved, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people don't understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do if we're the Vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of a struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing with no commandism, nor will we be dealing in tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this bullshit out here. You can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. You may not consider yourself on the mountaintop. I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, the lower valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Elvis Cleaver. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in the revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleaver, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve...
Bring them all live and direct, Brother Jim.
Subscribe, nigga, get your issue. Must I remind you, I'm only here to touch you. Pistol whip you, dip you, then flip you, then dance to this motherfucking music we crib to.
We've been running things back in the day, boy.
Yeah, man, I would've been like Tom Paul.
Oh, them hats were straight. Campish.
Oh, you know, I was regulating them women. No, you know, I was the real gangster, dog. Yeah, we was the real gangster.
For your homies, nigga. This one here brought to my nigga Mike Cooley.
I started young, kicking dust, man. Lippin' rough, you watch your mouth around my mama, you couldn't cuss, man. I had a sound ass homie, though. We ran a fiction on the scene at the age of 14.
Live and direct.
We am all live and direct, brother Jim.
Heads up, eyes open, and fist clenched, y'all locked and loaded. Heads up, eyes open, and fist clenched, y'all know what this is, how we do this. This is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. coming to you live and direct from the Revolutionary Love and Respect. Get locked and loaded for another episode of Free Them All Radio, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robin Allen, a.k.a. Lady of Rage. March 9th, 2022. Put that in your community calendar, March 9th, 2022. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's tape history. If you tripping, if you can't cross state lines, if you cannot cross state lines, this may not be your ride. Again, if you can't cross state lines, this may not be your ride. Cause we bound to be anywhere. We might be, you know, saying back in Ghana, Africa. We dig in Alaska. You know what I'm saying, behind the wall of Menard. You know what I'm saying, again, this politics is in the spirit of internationalism, crossing geographical, gender, and generational lines. That's what it is, y'all. We hard hitting. We coming back. We back on Clubhouse, y'all. And we our people back on deck on Clubhouse. We gonna up the ante. We gonna flip the script to, you know what I'm saying, to the path of Clubhouse. And Jerry Cruz, I see you in the building. Cuz, wait till I see y'all in the building. That's what it is. Free them all. But I see that's really locked and loaded. Y'all take a pause for the calls if you can. Holler at the front windows in the back doors and let them know. Again, we locked and loaded. What's happening? Bring y'all the speed on color PSAs. People service announcements. People service announcements. Y'all make sure y'all feel free to call in with us at 929-477-3785. Press 1, or also y'all can call also 708-223-8953. But the 929-477-3785, make sure you press 1 to be heard. I got a few things we're going to touch on real quick, and then we're going to be taking them back behind the wall. In particular, the infamous Menard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the same Menard with Chairman Fred Hampton himself was held captive in 1969. Same Menard that Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. was held captive in 1999, you dig? Y'all make sure we got some pending dates coming up. One, this Friday, March 11th. We need warm bodies, y'all, at the Village Hall, 125 South Fifth Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. 125 South Fifth Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Right upstairs from the police station. I feel kind of weird telling people to go to the police station. It's kind of weird saying that, but right upstairs. You did this time we're having a hearing. Because of historical landmark status. Now, this is not for a national historical landmark. This is in regards to Maywood. But however, people say, well, I thought we'd done this before. Yes, we've done it. This, you know what I'm saying? And anything worth having, there's going to be some ups and some fights, tug and pull. We had it before, and then we testified again about a week ago. There was some procedure matters that were not addressed, some paperwork that was not handed in, so we got the paperwork in. So it's good it continues happening, you know what I'm saying? Like all campaigns, just the process of it, you know what I'm saying? Heightening the contradictions, you know what I'm saying? Because we recognize and we relate to, that's what Minister Uyen Pinu said, a protracted struggle, you know what I'm saying? This ain't no overnight thing. We didn't get put into the situation overnight, not going to get up out of overnight. And contradictions such as that in Maywood, there are no people of color. Landmarks, you know what I'm saying? So that right there alone, you know what I'm saying? That blatant contradiction. So we're going to be testifying at 6 p.m., 125 South 5th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. You can also go to SaveTheHamptonHouse.org. SaveTheHamptonHouse.org. Are they cool? They can hear me on that clubhouse?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Not yet. All right. 6 p.m., we need warm bodies there. And also you go to SaveTheHamptonHouse.org, and the petitions are still there. You can still sign the petitions. To have Hampton House Historical Landmark. We're going to be pushing about in regards to renovating. So, we got the banks up our back, y'all. We said that. So we got to do some house cleaning, literally some house cleaning. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be happening now. So, again, let's push down. Let's push for this historical landmark status. That's this Friday. Y'all seen the call out, in fact, Brother Van, Benjamin Henry's Facebook page. We posted it and it's posted everywhere. So we need warm bodies out there. Historical landmark status for the Hampton House. Also, is it Bellwood, California? Bellevue, California. Young sister, I can't recall her name offhand. Let me get her name. With a dog. The pig's dog, the police's dog, pulled the hair off this sister's head. Anita Bates.
Talmika.
One more time,
Talmika Bates. Talmika Bates.
Yep. Okay. Talmika Bates, I'm expecting, I think our Ambassador of International Affairs, Franco, is working on getting her or someone from the family to call in. So, again, if you're hearing us, we need you to call in. So we talk about this case, how can we, you know saying, we push the word out, you know what I'm saying, again. And the fact that it brought to our attention this particular dog, this particular pig's dog, this ain't his first get down, you know what I'm saying, some other attacks they've been using. So we want those the people to call in. Ambassador, if you can't reach out to the people, the family, get on top of that with us. Historical landmark status. What else we got? We're gonna roll Menard. Yep, we get that rolling. Also, another PSA, People Service Announcement. Quavina, if you feel free to call in too. This Saturday, March 12th, Gary, Indiana. This what year anniversary this marks it? The Black Political Convention, and I was talking to Brother Quavina earlier. Who I got to throw this in there? We get birthday shout out. Birthday shout out to Sister Yasmin, Black Panther Party. Phenomenal for. Hold on, am I going? I'm not even recording. Like, hold on, I'm slacking. Wait a minute. I mean, all this time,
Did you miss that? What you say? Black political convention?
Yeah, I have not been going live on this thing. What? Man, I'm slacking. Okay, the audio was moved. Edge yourself back and use the layout button if you want to maximize this. What does this mean? Your audio was also removed. Edge yourself back. What does this mean? Your audio was also removed. What does that mean right there? I just found out on YouTube. I'm talking on. So should I just say got it?
Yeah.
Okay, now where my live at? I press go live. My live, okay. Man, listen, y'all. Hey, I'm just coming in. Hey, I've been going in like I'm man. Y'all, we done missed all this. I can't. I'm going live all the time on YouTube, man.
Ready for the intro?
I'm ready for the intro on Club. Rewind. Okay, y'all bear with us. No, matter of fact, Cub with us. Panther Cub with us, y'all. Y'all know this technology really ain't my thing. Bear with us, y'all. Okay. Real talk. Heads up, eyes on the fist, because we're all just tuning in. Welcome again to episode of Free Them All Radio, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robin Allen, a.k.a. The Native Rage. We coming. Now, we on YouTube, Facebook, Clubhouse, Intellectual Radio, you name it. You know what I'm saying? We coming through 2 10 cans in the string, all that. You know what I'm saying?
We good.
That's what it is. So I'm gonna let y'all know y'all here on Clubhouse, y'all, and y'all see, hey, we coming at it. I'm just knowing I'm on this thing live, but we here now. We have a lot of stuff to talk about, y'all. I'm gonna repeat this again. The Black Political Convention, that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna use the term loosely. Quavina, I'm sure you're gonna call in. Y'all familiar with Brother Quavina, who've been on the heels in regards to contradiction in regards to this. I'm going to use this term loosely, the music, but the propaganda bombs they've been dropping on our community historically, you know, and also this brother, also his nephew, Geronimo Jijaka Pratt. We had just called Sister Yasmin earlier. Yasmin, member of the Black Panther Party. Her birthday is tomorrow. Shout out to Yasmin. That's going to be, he's talking about not acknowledging the anniversary of some sort of abstract way, like, you know, how far we come, but just point out the consistent contradictions in particular Gary, the remaining in Gary, Indiana, still to this day. I believe I'm set to speak at 1:30 p.m. Saturday. You messed up right there, Quavina. You know me, you should have told me 12:30, so I pull out, you know, I'll be rolling late. And we gotta go to memorial service also. They, Brother Yogi, his daughter, got a memorial, 52nd, 54th estate, the church up there, I can't call the church name. I'll be there also for that. We talking about this Saturday. Excuse me, scratch that. This Friday, March 11th, 6 p.m., 125 South 5th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. We're going back for the testimony of the historical landmark status, of the Hampton House. Again, historical landmark status of the Hampton House. So we start at 6 p.m. We want, you know, to make sure y'all come so we can document this, post this up. We in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history. That's what's going down. Y'all tune in with us, y'all. Y'all feel free to call in and club in with us at 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to get in. You can also come in on 708-223-8953. 708-223-8953. We on Clubhouse, And how could people who's on Clubhouse, how does this work again?
You on.
Oh, I'm on.
You live, but they're hearing everything.
But what if people want to know?
So when you want to take questions, I'll raise open the floor.
I got you.
And
right on.
Yeah, we got a queue set up.
Right on.
There you go.
We got I'll be back on. I miss our clubhouse audience. I said, man, I've got to get like the brother in. You got we back on deck, y'all. So we coming into the barbershops, pool hall, clubs, churches, the mosque, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Getting this word out. So let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. Let me give a shout out to my mate in New York, who we just got to touch down with. Call us on the phone. Give me 1 second, y'all. And Jerry Crew, we just had a phenomenal reunion. Mama Crew and my mate was up the hook, y'all. I'm telling you, man, it's a phenomenal ladies. I mean, it made my day to see my mate this past weekend in New York. Made my day. All right, y'all, that's what it is. Now, a key component of our work is, you know what I'm saying, what's going on inside those camps. You know, y'all, Field Marshal George Jackson said, is they on there now? Oh, I thought I heard a ring. Okay, I'm tripping there. Yeah. A key component of our work is, you know what I'm saying, what's happening inside those camps, now, the concentration camps. I don't use that term loosely. In fact, you hear us interchangeably use Prisoners of Conscience Committee and Black Panther Party Cubs. Again, Prisoners of Conscience Committee and Black Panther Party Cubs. Yes, we are. Are you still doing State House? Yes, we are. Jermaine, you can, whatever, you, so we still call for support to save and maintain the Hampton House. Cash App $ Save the Hampton House. Cash App $ Save the Hampton House, as well as go to SaveTheHamptonHouse.org, hit the donate button. And also, consider some straight to 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, 60153. Again, Cash App $ Save the Hampton House. I'll go through that out there again also. Right on for asking, Jermaine. Right on. You talk about what's going on inside those concentration camps, you did. And Malcolm X said, this, one of our matches with the Black Panther Party Cubs is we are the great-grandchildren of Garvey, offspring of Malcolm, and Cubs of Panthers. Great-grandchildren of Garvey, offspring of Malcolm, and Cubs of Panthers. And Malcolm said, America itself represents prison. Minister UEP Newman said that prison is a microcosm of the outside community. You dig? So we're not a prison activist organization. We are a revolutionary organization. However, the prison contradiction, similar to the Black Panther Party, which was initially the Black Panther Party for self-defense, the police brutality, which referred to the police terrorism, was the major component, major dynamic that, you know what I'm saying, the brunt, you know what I'm saying, the major galvanizing force that the Black Panther Party utilized in that day. The prison contradiction is something that we, you know what I'm saying, that we utilize as a major, What did they say on the thing?
Oh, that ain't nothing.
Okay. Facebook security. Okay. So the prison dynamic, you know what I'm saying? And that's a major component. When we say free them all, it's not just limited to that of the prisoners. It's to the people in general. I myself feel fortunate to have come from out of there with my sanity intact and to be alive. We are clear that the purpose of prison is not for rehabilitation, but it's designed to break the real spirit, real estate of men, women, and children alike. I know a lot of people believe in the euphemisms like rehabilitation and correctional centers, but the deal is when we search terms like concentration campus, it's not from a book we've read or a TV show we've seen. It's from experience that we live, many of us have lived and down and died under. And so, again, we're still exposing the brutal contradictions that occur inside these concentration camps. In fact, I had a call today talking about historical Holmesburg prison. Many people in Pennsylvania are familiar with Holmesburg, and it's a book called Acres of Skin, to the forced testing and testing that it turned prisons into, I mean, for lack of better terms, human guinea pigs. And these are some of the brutal horror stories that occur inside the prisons, inside the concentration prisons / concentration camps. And I think back in Abu Ghraib, Baghdad, when the photographs were released about the prisons being stacked on top of each other, guards the dogs on prison, their private parts, and they're naked. And the deal is that the guards themselves put these pictures out. That's the arrogance they had. And now these were guards that were state trained. You know what I'm saying? In fact, one of them name was Grainer. Grainer had worked in SCI Green for 10 years when Mumia Abu-Jamal is held captive at. So these, and they asked some of the prisoners, why didn't you talk about this? And some prisoners said, we did try to file complaints. Well, who do we file them to, the snitch? He's like, Kevin Frey, so you tell the Jesse James what Frey James did. And also, it's so embarrassing what goes on inside those concentration camps. You dig what I'm saying? I remember when I was in Menard, my letters were really like wheels, like literally. I mean, like, you know, what people can get when I'm out of there. I'm not going to come out. I recall struggling with a brother on a visit in Menard. I was telling him, giving some directives to him. He's like, man, Chairman, we're going to be good when you touch down. I said, what part don't you understand? I'm not coming out of here live. That's Menard. That's how my mindset was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, one of my two birthdays in particular stick out of my mind. This last birthday was out my first time in Africa. That was that birthday. But also the birthday of 1999. That birthday of 1999, when the guards had came to the cell, to the cage in Menard. And he said, pack up. You know what I'm saying? Another prisoner said, hold on, where you going? I passed the kite down to the brothers. I said, D, they sending me to hell. It's illegal about this motherfucking place, man. Real talk. They sent me up out of Menard, 1999 on my birthday. I didn't know where I was going. In fact, it was New Year's, I remember right before the Y2K, everybody told the world going to end, so on and so forth. I said, wherever, man, we out of here. So they sent me to Joliet. And New Year's Eve, I remember sitting in Joliet on New Year's Eve, 2000, sitting inside the cell, the strip cell, the blue jumpsuit, and all the guards standing around me, you know what I'm saying, just taking notes. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the cell with nothing on. I'm talking just a jumpsuit, no underwear, no nothing. It's a jumpsuit inside a strip cell. But Menard, you could tell when somebody has even been to Menard. When you mentioned just the impact to this day, how they impacted that, you know, say, was at the Menard. Very little has changed. Chairman Fred was there in 1969 after he was transferred from Stateville. Chairman Fred was transferred from Stateville because he refused to answer to the prison ID number. And whenever the prison administration would call him by a number, his response would be, I'm Deputy Chairman Fred Hampton, Illinois Chapter Chairman of the Black Panther Party. They had deemed him to be criminally mentally insane for refusing to answer to a prison number. And when they got transferred to Menard, I met some of the guys that was on the yard down there with them. They told me it was still in that 1999. And the deal was they was going to do a hit on Chairman Fred for the prison administration. Lo and behold, Chairman Fred hit that prison yard. He said their path of politics politicized them cats to the point they told the warden, we on Chairman Fred's security now. Anything happened to him, we hold you accountable for. This ain't no abstract, this real deal. And because of the stance he took in 1969, that's why the prison administration to this day have to refer to you by your last name as opposed to your number. To this day, a lot of people say, well, I never heard of Chairman Fred Hampton. I ain't know about this here. And most people hear about us, you know, since Chairman Fred under test conditions. But you best believe the state know who he is. To this day, in the gun towers, in Menard, they got my picture and his picture in Menard. If you call a picture of either one of us, you're getting 6 months added to your sentence. Matter of fact, when I first got to Menard, I had a Chicago Sun-Times article with Chairman Fred. Warden Page. That was a warden then. He was so reactionary, so racist. He knew who I was at the Panther Party. They brought him down there to take me in isolation. He said, yeah, I heard you and the vice lords. And even other guys said, man, you don't know who this dude is. They put him in SIG. So I got placed in isolation as soon as I got there in Menard. They have not forgotten. So again, y'all, so I want you to try to flash, and I tell you some more war stories about Menard, but also we are fortunate, but we are unfortunate. I say fortunate, unfortunate, to have some family members and some people that's going on with some present-day contradictions that are happening as we speak. And a lot of times we are unfortunate, because a lot of times we meet people under these type of circumstances. But again, y'all will take a ride with us. And those who, you know, say, Menard is the prototype. In one form or another, this is happening, and believe me, maybe concentration camp, in particular throughout this country, y'all. Real talk. I see you in the building, my brother, right on. I got to come see you, man. I see you, nephew. Free them all. Right on. Okay. Okay, the mic. Okay, right on. Okay, my sister, let us know who you are, give us a background who we're talking to.
Okay. Hello, my name is Alicia Gill. I am the older sister of Michael Minifield. I currently reside in the Woodlawn community. I've been in the Woodlawn community for the last 35 years. I was raised by a single mom of six kids. I'm the oldest of six siblings. Should I read what? Okay.
Yeah, whatever you need to get, just know who you are.
Okay.
You all good?
Okay, my baby brother, Michael Minifield, R55489.
Let me interrupt. these numbers, I think I spoke about this last week. You hear these numbers and acronyms like R55. These are the prison numbers that are given to different prisons, and this is you can tell like a time period when a person has been locked up because whatever prefix, whatever letter, this is in Illinois. You heard me reference before about the C numbers in Illinois. The C numbers are those who were held under the old law before 1978, under the indeterminate sentence. This was like even those years back, when they had the ghetto prisoners, the case with Larry Hoover on the state case. Now he's on the fed case, but you have the C dash such and such. Those are the indeterminate. And I say indeterminate, this is these prisoners were sentenced such as 30 to 100 years. You go from the parole board, and we have raised contradictions, heightened some of the contradictions about even the white prisoners, even regardless how graphic or horrid the cases were, they would be released on parole. But a lot of the black prisoners would not be released on parole. After 1978, you have what you call a determinate sentencing. You have prisoners with the other letters like B dash such and such, you know what I'm saying, L dash such and such, K dash such and such. So you like in Illinois prison, you hear the numbers, that tells you kind of what time period, and that they run amok or filling up these alphabets. That should have fast. The prison population is not growing. I have an issue with that term, growing in prison industrial complex. I have an issue with that term because it kind of makes it like it's some a plant, like it's just on its own, just growing. No, how fast they kidnapping us. So you have the K numbers, the B numbers, L numbers. Right. So now you have the R numbers. What's the brother's name again?
Michael Minifield.
Y'all remember that? You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all get me. We're gonna implement his name and case in the one prisoner, one contact. That's when little people are gonna send those correspondences. Because again, the state studies who get mail. They study that. You know what I'm saying? One of Adolf Hitler's initial tactics in the gas chamber was to study who received mail, who didn't receive mail. So the one prisoner, one contact, not just to hook up or be friends, even not only for security and morale. Security and morale. You know what I'm saying? Because if they're isolated, I can't tell you times the Menard, them guards would come through and just drop mail in. They have a couple of weeks and just drop it up. They knew they had eyes on me. And as Minister UEP News said, well, if it was not for the support of the people, I may have come out of there in a pine box, if come out of there at all. Mm.
Yes. Salute to you, brother. My brother, Michael Minifield, R55489, along with Isaiah Brady, R28430, and Chaz Threlkill, M44258, are currently enslaved in our living and inhumane living conditions at Menard Correctional Facility. My brother was illegally kidnapped, arrested, and convicted on April 20th, 2009 for a murder crime he did not commit. They are receiving, the inmates are receiving tickets and being thrown in solitary confinement. There are dead and alive bugs in the showers. My brother has a hearing impairment. By state law, it's supposed to be a hearing impairment sign above his cell. They are only allowed to take a shower every 3 days. There's mold, mildew, and rust, feces inside the cells and showers, spoons full of food, raw and uncooked food. My brother and others said the food is indescribable. No utensils and small trays. No haircut for months, and the only other option is to go completely bald. Being denied their grievances.
I want y'all to be taking in some of this. We hear some of these horrid details, and sometimes, I know we got to do damage control for so much propaganda that's been put out by the state, you know what I'm saying, people in prison living this luxurious life, so on and so forth. And also, the type of propaganda this system has done to us. I was watching a piece yesterday. It's a clip from Ghetto Boys Reloaded podcast. And I forgot the brother's name. He's one of No Limit. He rapped with No Limit. And it's a clip on there. He did some time. I'll catch his brother's name. He just got out too. He said he'll be on the prison. Someone come on TV and the police would lock somebody up. He said even some of the prisoners would be like, man, they need to get that nigga 100 years. He'd be like, damn. Y'all, you did not. There you go. Right on, Robert Tate. Right on. Mac. That's Mac. Right on.
Mac.
And that clip,
pull that, check that clip out. I remember being inside Joliet one time, and this guy in the conversation with me, talking about how they framed him, and news came on. He said, man, you need to hang that nigga. I said, damn, you just said they framed you. And so a lot of times we hear this, like even the prop, that's what they have, even our people, notice was like, even white people come to court, like they make sure you washed up, you suit up, the images they have, you know what I'm saying, of our people, in particular, in the propaganda, how prisons are viewed. You have to be real cautious about that. You know what I'm saying? And we can criminalize. I remember my sister told me one time, you know, at the chairman of Free House in the Hoover House, she say, I remember my son or daughter, she say, I know you was critical of me. You were right, you know what I'm saying? Because I was saying how her daddy went to jail. And I kept struggling. I said, no, he didn't go to jail. He was taken to jail. And she said, okay, whatever. I said, no. I said, no, he was taken to jail. And the child later on said, I remember hearing you, Chairman. That impacted me. You know what I'm saying? Our terms are important, how we view this. So when you hear prisons, I know we got to just sit back and say, well, whatever happened to him, justify. And you get certain rules. They have Geneva Convention rules. You can't do dogs like this. There's a certain amount of time that a dog can be inside a cage. I mean, literally. They're like, when you know, say like you look at these old World War II movies, they have what they call like rules, Geneva Convention, how you got to deal with a prisoner. Go look at them old TV shows, MASH, all that. He's like, yeah, how the prisoners make sure there's certain food rations and there's a certain detail, how much time you get air. What's happening to our people? What's happening to people inside these dungeons? If they were to say, okay, look, let's have a meeting, let's at least give them the Humane Society. We met with PETA, we met with the Animal Care, and we have to, there will be a leap up. There will be a revolutionary leap. And so I really want you to sort of grasp what we're talking about, the conditions. Like I said, you know what I'm saying, in Menard, I'm having flashbacks as he's speaking about it. And again, There are prisoners, I've said this over years, there are prisoners in Illinois who have been dead over 10, 15 years, but the state is still getting paid for them. They're still getting it because there is no accountability. This dynamic, again, so listen closely to the details. We're talking about the food rations, unsanitary conditions, again, and how it impacts you. Even a Supreme Court justice has said in regards to the isolation, how it impacts you, the psychological, like you need to interact with other people. Why you lose the person to define what stinks, I recommend this movie. I recommend it again. Goodbye, Uncle Tom. Goodbye, Uncle Tom. It's one of the most graphic depictions of that of chattel slavery. So you got to either go cut your hair all the way bald or don't get a haircut. You know, these are your people say, well, you ain't got to have no fashion. You know, you ain't going out. The dynamics of this, I'm telling you, it's the breaking process. You're saying go back and look at some of these things, these dynamics, you say it correlates too much into chattel slavery. You know what I'm saying? And you look at their own mouth, the Constitution, they say this is supposed to be outlawed, 13th Amendment. Except for those who say under doing punishment. And so the deal is, these are inhumane conditions. So listen closely. We need y'all to make sure y'all remember these ID numbers, these names. We need y'all to call in. We need support. You know what I'm saying? We got a high these contradictions. I got some, I think something Cassandra, Dr. Chong will be calling in later on also. Go ahead.
Yes. They're being denied grievances. They're cutting their water off for weeks at a time. A guy by the name of Anthony Meyer supposedly hung himself. He was deprived of sheets, covers, clothes, and water. 60 inmates at Menard received the same exact ticket. The COs are threatening to kill and beat my brother for telling me about his current situation while being held in solitary confinement. We are in full support of the Anthony Gay Law, the Isolated Confinement Restriction Act, HB 3564. The bill has passed in the House, but has stalled in the Senate. For further information, you can research the Anthony Gay Law. Free Michael Minifield, free Isaiah Brady, free Chaz Threlkill, free them all. Let's put an end to solitary confinement. And I am the voice now for my brother, I am the voice now in the spirit of my brother, Michael Minifield. I just want to let y'all know what's going on in Menard Correctional Facility. My brother was wrongfully convicted. It's going on 13 years, April 20th. It was so many flaws in the case. I just attended a Laquan McDonald rally. The judge, Vincent M. Gahn, who sentenced Jason Van Dyke for the historic trial of Laquan McDonald. I remember back in 2014 while my brother was on trial, this judge was rushing because Jason Van Dyke was a high-profile case. Jason Van Dyke received 81 months and served 3 years of his time. But my brother got sentenced to 54 years for a crime he did not commit. I just want to...
Same judge,
Vincent M. Gahn. I just experienced a spiritual awakening. This country is wicked. And I just want to put my brother's name out there. I want to put everybody out there. These prisons are not right. We have to check on our fellow brothers and sisters. In the words of Fannie Mae Hamer, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's time to speak up. I am here. I am the voice. I am my brother's heart. This is my baby brother. My brother attended Apostolic Church of God. He was a loyal member of Apostolic Church of God. He helped in the community. He was the first one of my siblings to graduate high school. He was into sports. I also have two sons. This is a lesson. We need to know what our children, juveniles and adults are up against out here.
How old is your brother?
He's 35 years old.
How old was he when he was locked up?
22 years old. Your frontal lobe don't develop till you're
25. Tell us about that, what you just said. Explain that.
Your frontal lobe did not develop until you're 25 years old. So with that being said, you're not going to think. Your brain is not developed until you're 25 years old. So it's a lot of things that you're going to do, and you may think a certain way with your brain not being fully developed.
Okay, heat of the moment.
Yes. My brother, at the end of the day, he did not do this crime. But just my personal opinion, if you did do a crime, God even gives second chances. The way they treating black and brown people, the magnitude of it is horrendous. It's horrible. I cannot believe what my brother has been writing me. We got to do something about this. I also have my brother's testimony. If you would like me to play it, Mister.
We pride ourselves amongst other things, is being able to people really speak for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So we've been on this here. We've had prisoners called directly, you know what I'm saying, directly, county jail, you know what I'm saying, talking like literally, you know, what's going on, Sandra Grimm, who, her husband, was one of the initial people to, quote, unquote, die in the Cook County Jail. I'm just showing, we were on one phone call, and guys calling in from the county jail, and I know people say, man, it's, you know, it's graphic, it's hard to hear, and I see no doubt about it, and we talked to an airline stewards the other day, and I was introducing her to my mother, and she said, I can't really watch Judas and the Black Messiah. This is a movie. And I know a lot of stuff be hard to hear from behind those walls, but the reality is, y'all, we cannot afford the quote-unquote luxury, you know what I'm saying, to dismiss this, and we want to sanitize, you know what I'm saying, we really, that famous line from Jack Nicholson's character in the movie Few Good Men, can't handle the truth, but the deal is, I don't talk to my children about sex. I don't talk about the police. Oh, they're gonna get talked to about it. You know what I'm saying? This can be saying the word come through somebody. You know what I'm saying? Or their family, or something. You know what I'm saying? An adversarial situation. This situation, regardless of what's going on in the camps, we have to be. I mean, Right? Even our children be taken to these stations, to be very clear. You know what I'm saying? The police are not our friends. You know what I'm saying? This is an occupant, Minister of Opinion, an occupant army. I was talking to somebody the other day about Field Marshal Gidon Kimathi, and they were saying, man, and I was talking, you should see the rules that the Mau Mau's had in Kenya when the British, they came. It was, to be clear, the purpose of this is not a question of, you know saying, they try, if anybody believes the police want to stop crime, you believe Don King want to stop boxing. It's an economy. It's a livelihood based on us being kidnapped. You know what I'm saying? So, and again, how we view these conditions. Again, if we twist the narrative around everything from the murders in Chirac to say, okay, let's say 28 dogs killed last night. They ain't killed. The 28 poodles died last night. They have shut, man, everything shut down. Hold on, man. It's going to be a, hold on. This is going to be a plan. What's the odds of 28 people, 28 dogs is this in one night? You know what I'm saying? The condition, I told you right now, man, I went to one of the pet stores, and they got them dogs up in there without no water. No water. They got dogs enough to my man. No grooming. You know, no grooming. It will be no question. You know what I'm saying? Shut it down. Hold on. The world is on it. But the dynamics of what this, how they have done to our people, to the, you know what I'm saying, the propaganda and the politics of it, how it's viewed. Again, we have to heighten the contradiction again and don't get involved, engaged in what we call the sidetracking of the slave. What that means is, one time this young lady, Sandra Levy, was missing. They said she was an intern for Congressman Conduit or something. And people was calling in, well, what was she doing? John Wall said, whoa, stop it. Wait a minute. This lady is missing. That's it. That's all. Ain't no other discussion. And a lot of people, was Rodney King when he got beat? Was he speeding? Or you know what I'm saying? What this person? What was they locked up for? You know what I'm saying? All this sidetracking. You know what I'm saying? Again, this you can, man, ain't no war on drugs, no war on guns, no war on gangs. It's war on our black ass. It's war on our people. Period. Point blank. And we have to heighten the contradiction of the purpose of what it's designed for. And we have to move with a confidence to call a question on this here. So we need those. We need those. One person, one context. Excuse me. I'm gonna make sure y'all have y'all pens and papers ready. Right? Numbers, the ID numbers laid out. If they number the letter, I heard about your case. They told me, right, man. They read the mail. Believe that. I heard about you. They told me about your case all over. And those are international listeners. You feel free to. Get those, man, even if you put in another language, you know what I'm saying, understand? I heard about your case way over here in England, you know what I'm saying? The world, the people say they start to perform their treachery in the dark. We must turn the lights on.
Yeah. I just want to say these prison systems, it's all for greed. It's just what this country is. It's wicked. It's designed to destroy the black it's designed to destroy the mind. It's designed to take the black man out the household. The father is the structure of the family. It's all ways, but I'm not about to get into that. You know, but for them to do this, and for God has led me in alignment of path of a mother, it's mothers that I'm talking to daily since my testimony. They're hurting. Their children are being buried alive. You know what I mean? It's a lot. Here's my brother's testimony here. Michael Minifield, Menard Correctional Facility.
Michael, you know,
She's in with us too. You can see the pain of her hand. I'm having flashbacks. Real talk. I think you said somebody, a woman, a female guard, as well as gentleman.
Yeah, he got a bogus ticket. I have the name, but I just don't want to call out
It's Tanner's mother. It's Tanner's mother right now. I'm telling God love, man. This. Go ahead.
My mother can't function. A lot of mothers, they can't function. You know, I'm a mother. You know, I watched the Black Messiah. These demonic spirits just rotating the earth like this. They inside these prisons.
You do.
This is a real life.
That was
movie concept, but not a movie.
That was, by the way, FYI, the movie Judas and Black Messiah. That depiction, that prison, that's Menard. That's Menard. That's what people see. That's Menard. That's Menard.
Thank you, God.
That's Menard. That prison, that's what Chairman Fred was. That's Menard prison. That's the same Menard. That's Menard prison we're talking about. That's Menard. That's the prison. That's what he was at. And I'm here when he said north into. I'm having flashbacks. When I got to tonight, I got placed and I got to Menard. The first thing I look for when I get to any camp, any prison, is how many guards in the gun tower. Probably two up there. When I got there, there was eight of them up there. A guard named Torville. These ain't stick with me. a short by Torreville, about 4'8". They came, and the plan was to pull me off, to set me up to meet me, get took out. This the Mexicano prisoners told me, they said, man, they were talking about you the day before you got here. The plan was they're going to make you respond in a way to kill you. They went through my mail, my property, and they found a Chicago Sun-Times picture of Chairman Fred. So it was gang activity. They sent me, I checked to say, to that same end to North Side. When I got there, they put me in a certain gallery, and the other prisoners was saying, he's upstairs, and they got the same man. One person said, man, you say Chairman Fred was in the same place in 69. I said, yeah, it's the same. Well, so what gallery you on? I said, well, wait a minute. We get a little too, this had, like, they called me deja vu when I was there. This place, I mean, I tell you, I'll be all these horror stories, y'all. So, I mean, hey, man, this, I mean, you talking about, you would think it's 1800s down in that place. I'm telling you.
You said that, 1850s.
You, man, you,
gnarly.
Unbelievable.
You said it's gnarly.
Unbelievable! I'm telling you, I mean, it's coming. They hear the screams. What they do to prisoners and set up. I remember a cat named Ray was going on a visit. His grandmother was up in age, and we heard about it. Like, this was about her last visit. They wait till he gets up to the visit. They tell him he got to cut his dreadlocks out, or he can't visit his grandmother. I remember this like it's yesterday. And I had to put a policy out, blood in my mouth. That meant pick your moves, let your moves pick you. Never swallow your tongue, but pick your moves. I remember that call with him. And I'm in flashbacks, y'all. I want to make sure, again, Menard, sorry, this was a nigga just as well as, okay, Lady Ray, she's online with us. She's online with us, no doubt. No doubt, our co-host is in the building. I want to look for some callers. Comments, and do not let me get too caught up. We'll do what I'm going to say again. We don't forget that one person want to contact y'all again. We got again for security and morale. They got to know that we know what's going on out here. Tap this into your conversation, your poetry sessions, your discussions. Matter of fact, I said before we get a minute on your Facebook page, you know what I'm saying? Start picking up. I'm going to start getting back in the habit of it. Give me a prisoner a day. You know what I'm saying? The ID number, where they at? Post it up, you know what I'm saying? Post, tie it in our conversations, you know what I'm saying? We think we know it's rough out here. You see the police do us in public. They know the cameras on them. They know. My stuff you seeing now, it comes from their cameras. Now they feel they get out on that bowl. Imagine behind them walls, you know what I'm saying? When you have a captive audience, how they get down. I'm gonna tell you what, I'm kind of venting right now. We in Menard. We in North Side, same place he's talking about. And it's so unprofessional in this place. You will see some guards, I'm talking same last names, I'm talking about for days on end. I'm talking about like literally 4 or 5 days. I'm talking about not going home. Coming in, shirts on, button, I'm talking about literally. It's one guard. There's one guard in particular. This criminal was so he would come in, and we are listening to the crack of the door and like praying he wasn't working. You can hear him like calling those spittings in his mouth and spitting the food. And we had to have watch him through the crack of the door. And as soon as we would wait to see if we could eat that dude, I'll say, hey, so is he coming? They say, Chairman, that's who's working. So I would plan to call through the gallery. You know what I'm saying? I say, no go. No, you know what I'm saying? I remember this like it's yesterday. He come in, woman, and you can hear the spit come up out of him. He's spitting the food, and I told the guy, I said, no go, no eating, no eating. And his one brother, two galleries down, he was like, Chairman, I'm hungry. I said, no go, man. No. And I never, they hurt. You said, Chairman, I'm hungry. I said, and his pig, come on, he did it more and more, you know what I'm saying? And that chuck hole, that's the door or the opening, the chuck hole, that slot, and he put that tray inside there. And made that noise. I remember like it's yesterday, and I was like, no go. And it hurt me when that brother had to eat, when he ate that. It hurt, it cut. Michael Minifield, he mentioned a couple of things. I just want to take y'all inside. He mentioned adjustment committee. And this is the term, the adjustment committee. This is like the court inside the jail. This is where they give you a ticket. You go in front of this committee. It's a committee, three guards, lieutenants and captains. I mean, you're not even no front like you get no jury your own peers. Three guards. You had a guard that wrote the ticket for you. You had to go through this facade with them. And then It's a scheme set up. When you go in there, and we wonder why they stopped giving all these guys these tickets, and they're saying they tell that the knife that they found was 7 inches. Come to find out, they had a relationship with the outside courts. If anything that was over 6 inches, give you an outside case. And so once you're in there, the deal is to keep you in there. That's the Jessel Committee. He mentioned Springfield. Springfield is the capital of Illinois. This is what they had these tours. Well, Springfield comes to the prison. They have a surprise visit now. They set up dates. So they come through, and this is the prison minister that wax the floors, and they give you, and all the things like that. Oh, why are we getting actual food this day, as opposed to these mystery, we call them mystery meals. He said, you don't know what they're eating. And then, this is the front, and it's known. You know what I'm saying? Staged. These phone calls was going on here. The Menard, Springfield, governor, everybody. You know what I'm saying? People say, we always say, well, that's not that person's job. Listen, the alderman, everybody, you know, this got to be a conversation. What's going down? Flooded. At the hip hop concert, we don't cut no corners. We go up in there. Somebody told me, what they play? Man, what's your thing about what's happening to Menard, homie? You know what I'm saying? All these kept it off of Shaq Town Wood. Man, put the heat on these cats. I mean, everybody. Let me know if we got any callers in queue. Press one.
We got a queue two over here with us, Scott.
You got a question? Okay.
We got a queue if you want to start taking questions.
Right on. Okay, give me one question online. With us, Scott, y'all on Clubhouse. Any callers in queue in line?
Who's first in our queue?
Kentucky.
All right, Kentucky.
So the Comrade Queen Daphne, any callers in queue now?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Sister Rhonda on the line. Free them all.
Hello.
Free them all.
Free them all. Welcome to Free them all Radio. Who we have here? Free them all. So
hello?
Who we have here? Hello?
Hello? Hi. This is
hello,
Rhonda.
Can you hear?
I can hear you.
How you doing?
Me?
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Yes,
I'm
you
glad
can.
To be here on this platform. Thank you. Mad love to you and the station and the people, Alicia and her mother, Gail, I love you. Thank you for sending a shout out to my son, Chaz Threlkill. I hope that Darlisa Kindred would have spoke first. Her case is a little bit more serious than mine, but since I'm here, I'll put it out there. My son, Chaz Threlkill, M44258, has been in Stateville, Pontiac, Pitneyville, Dixon, and Menards twice. This last stretch that he's at with Menard in solitary confinement, he just got off a hunger strike because of what Alicia stated about the food. He said, F it, I won't eat nothing. I'll do what Anthony Gay did. I'll starve. For you to get attention to the people that are in solitary confinement, the inmates. So then they threatened, I called every day, they were going to cut him in the infirmary and put a feeding tube in. I work in a clinic. I've worked in hospitals. There is no way my son would have came out alive if they had cut his stomach and put a feeding tube in. Infection that would have risen in his body, let alone already starved for over 25 days. Today I called, spoke to the supervisor of the counselors, ALSUP, ALSUP. Her and I had a very heated, strong conversation. I said, your COs are putting bogus tickets. I am communicating with the mothers of those inmates. I know what's going on. And she had the audacity to say, yes, we did put tickets on 60 inmates who were protesting. They're protesting because of the inhumane conditions in which you're getting paid for. You get a check, probably bonuses behind all this. So my son has been incarcerated 11 years. And this is the worst of the worst. The first stint he was in Menard, it was bad, but we worked to get him out so he can go to to college at Pinckneyville. So he did college courses. Something happened there. He got sent to Dixon. Now he's sent to Menard for something that happened at Dixon, some more bogus disciplinary issues. It is now a mental case issue. My son caught this case when he was 18. I know there was a bill passed 2021 regarding inmates who caught cases with adult sentences from 17 to 18 were dismissed. Well, my son's wasn't. I'm trying to find the name of the law. I am actually emailing my attorney for him to get this processed. This case is now going to appellate court. It was denied state, of course. So, but the inhumane conditions keep me awake at night, keep me sick. I've been crying the whole time listening to you, Fran Hampton Jr., Alicia, and the other hosts on the show. I thank you, but I really want Darlisa to have a time because she has a plane to catch tomorrow, if that's okay.
That's okay. Give me your son's name and ID number, where he's at. And somebody that's on live, y'all can type this in for me. And if there's any social media that each respective case we mentioned, feel free to get it out too. People can see and follow
right
up
there
and
with
contact
you.
You how to help.
Alicia's right there with you. She has all my son's information.
Okay, we're gonna get that out again. Okay, right on.
God bless you. Thank
you. Thank you, sister. Right on. Who we okay? No, who was other sister?
Isaiah Brady's mom.
You know first numbers.
I have her son's ID number.
What's the next caller? You know, I'm asking. I want them to bring it because I know we got a few calls. I want to go straight to her.
Chaz.
The first priest is her first her phone number. Where they coming from? You know.
Yes, her phone number.
Yeah.
Her phone
first,
number.
First three number. Look for this number for me. The first three digits. And press 1. They'll bring you in.
So her phone number?
Just give me the first three digits first, so you can look for that.
708.
Give me a 7. You guys get a 708 number now? Is this a comrade? A 708 number?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No other one. Not in queue at the moment.
708. Okay, if you listen, if you can hear us, sister, I need you to press one, so we can bring you in. Press one, so they can see you up on the boards. Press one. That's what's her name again?
Her name is Ronnie Thrillkill.
Ronnie Thrillkill. Thrillkill. Press one if you in queue, so we can bring you in queue. Press one, so we can bring you in queue. Okay, right on. Okay. Is he on now?
Yeah.
Okay. Primo, you the African? Okay, I'm going to show you on speakerphone. Okay, I got you. Okay, so let me know when we got 708 in here. And I got my clubhouse coming on next. I got my clubhouse. We ain't got that.
Quavin, you
online. You got that at 10 this weekend. Go ahead, Quavin. You on the air.
Yeah, brother. It's the National Black we talk about these conditions in these prisons. You
numbers in 1972 compared to what they are now and how they are a big part of the prison industrial complex. We're going to look at so many things, man. Our environment, it's going to be a powerful piece, and this is a commemoration of this night. They're follow-up in August in New Jersey. Ross Baraka, whose father, Mary Baraka, was one of the conveners of this piece in 1972. And also, who else? Chukwu Lumumba, the son of our warrior lawyer, our former mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, Chukwu Lumumba, and his father, and a junior now is the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. So they're convening this program, or this, I guess, follow-up convention coming up in August. And then there's also a Black Radical Political Convention that's taking place this summer in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And a brother, his name escapes me right now, who's putting this together, I understand, was also birthed out of that 1972 Gary Convention. We got about quite a few people coming through from Chicago. Because we're going to be boots on the ground, our feet, we're going to be right in the same place where we were 50 years ago to the day, starting tomorrow. But our program, the commemoration, is going to take place on this coming Saturday from noon to 5 at Westside High School in the gymnasium, same place where all these Africans were 50 years ago in the gymnasium. That's going to take place this coming Saturday, March 12, 2022. So people come on through, Chairman Earl, you're gonna be there. We got a lot of brothers education. Will be with us. And so it's just a whole bunch of solidarity and quick presentations from the people again who are putting in that work still today. A lot of the legacy children of these brothers and sisters who put in that work, who's still working. Richard Hatcher's daughter is gonna be there. Hopefully Jenny's son will be with us. We got a call into Yasser Shabazz, also Dr. Bernice King. We got calls into them. Hopefully they'll be there. And even the chairman of the Black Panther Party, Chairman Bobby Seale, who was in the House 50 years ago. We're trying to get him to join us also. And as you mentioned earlier, Sister Yasmin, we both just talked to her, birthday shout out to her tomorrow. And dealing with these political prisoners and the fact that we've still got so many of our brothers and sisters locked up in these dungeons across this country. As we know the call is free them all.
Free them all, right on. Those on Instagram, I had to cut out. My volume went out on the call. Kwame, if you can, give out your information again, how to reach you on social media, and also the address for that location Saturday, where it's going to be at. Give that to us if you can.
It's Westside High School. And another piece we're going to bring up again, which was out before, there was a push for some time to rename that street. That school, and I know Paul Robeson, Westside High School, that Renaissance man, multi-genius, pan-Africanist, scholar, athlete, that brother did it all. But, we need to be following, dealing with that brother when we go to school. We need to be having his name come out of our mouth. Westside High School was on 9th and Jerry Street, high noon, on March 12th, which is this Saturday, 50 years to the date when 10,000 brothers and sisters were in there trying to get together politically and unite and not be dependent upon the Democrat or the Republican Party for our liberation.
Right on. That's going to be a Paul Robeson High, right? That's going to start. It's going to start putting it out there, be a little momentum up. Say Paul Robeson High School. And for those who are politically incorrect, they still might call it West Side High. We're going to start pushing that name by Paul Robeson High.
Yeah, brother. That's what we talk about. Like I know, man. Ain't too many brothers badder than that dude, man. That dude, man, was something else, wasn't it?
Paul Robeson was phenomenal. Malcolm talks about the impact, that Paul Robeson had on him. Yeah, he's phenomenal, man. Yeah, he's phenomenal. Yes, indeed.
Looking forward to seeing you, man, and looking forward to the people being with you on Friday. We're getting that landmark.
Yeah.
And the people, man. That's an honor to the people, brother. So, man, we appreciate you, man, and looking forward to seeing you and the people right there where that significant event took place 50 years ago. Tomorrow, we're showing the film Nation Time. At Paul Robeson Westside High School, 9th and Jerry, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
That's in Gary.
In Gary, yes.
In Gary. What's your social media contact, your social media handle? Yeah.
That's something else we're touching on. We're dealing with that music in 1972 as compared to what we're dealing with today. I mean, 1972, your homeboy, brother Jerry Butler, and Brenda Lee Eager had a song called Ain't Understanding Mellow. That was one of the top songs in the country. We'll stay together. Your homegirl, the stage singer, I'll take you there. These were the top songs in 1972. In 2022, the songs are the top songs about killing each other.
That could be a sign of the times. Okay, we on it. Revolutionary Love Respect is our brother Kwame, so we're going to be tuning in with you. We on deck Saturday, my brother.
Right on, brother.
Right after, free them all. Give me a clubhouse, and then let me know. I know Cassandra Grid should be coming in, and also Ms. Real Kill.
Sister Kentucky, you there?
I'm here.
All right, I'm going to have you on with Fred. All right?
Well, welcome, sister.
I'll be on the air. You on the air with the chairman.
Right on.
How you doing, chairman?
It's
so nice to talk to you again.
I'm well, my sister. How you feel? Keeping our head up, you know?
Yes, I'm glad to hear that. And I'm glad you and the Queen Mothers are bringing awareness to what's going on in the prison system there. I was going to ask, due to the inhumane treatment that's going on all across the country, not only in Illinois, which sounds like a color of law issue or a critical race issue, how can we on the outside implement real change outside of just posting it on our social media? Is there more that we can be doing on the outside?
Right on. I think I get a great question. We got some moves. I'm expecting a call for update for some actual moves to be happening tomorrow in regard to Menard in particular, Sister Cassandra Greer, Lee, and also Dr. LaShawn, but also in the prison question in general. Let me say this. We have a thing called One Prisoner, One Contact, and that's the deal is we really got to draw that correlation to those held captive because a lot of the moves, it got to be like in sync. You know, so like one thing political prisoner Sunday out of Coley talked about in during the climate of the Black Power movement of the 60s, when the uprisings were happening in the community, it was connected to the to those who were held captive, locked up. It was a time when people came in, they had to know who Field Marshal George Jackson was. It was a time when even how we viewed prisons, those was different. It was when children would say, "We say, well, your daddy," people they throw their chests up, say, "My daddy locked up with your mom, and she on the run," as opposed to a climate now, the state of someone's propaganda, so I ain't got no daddy, I don't know, I ain't got no mama. We really to draw that correlation of what the purpose of prisons was. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like you had a climate with Pontiac 17. That's when the big case of Glenn Hoover, 1977, in Pontiac, Illinois, and so many others that got locked up. On the outside, people were coming in. How can we work on their cases? Who were, it was, you know, saying they couldn't, they weren't separated. It was connected. The Soledad brothers in California. Also, that's the major move we have to do to keep this connection going from the inside to the outside. You know what I'm saying? We got so many geniuses about some of our best resources are held captive there. And the people under attack have to recognize we cannot afford the luxury just to dismiss these brothers and sisters. Once U.S. was aiming them weapons towards Iraq, Saddam Hussein, one of his first moves was bust them prison doors down. They said, "What you mean?" He said, "Bust them prison, open them prison." He said, "I need all the backup I can get." So the deal is, we got that connection. I know a lot of people said, "Man, I don't know about that," because some of the guys, Black Panther Party said, "Differences amongst the people are reconcilable. Differences between the people and the state are irreconcilable." So that connection, there's so many resources there. We have to draw that correlation. We have to find that connection. You know what I'm saying? Even we had children have a school project. You know what I'm saying? The politicized of the people say, okay, they can help with the school project and vice versa. So that connection has to be made in Rikers Island, Stateville, Pontiac, you know what I'm saying? All over. One prisoner, one contact me at any given time. Everybody should have an update. If I walk up on you, hey, what's happening? What's happening with little Jerry? You talking about Jerry? You talking about Jerry Jones? B-4-2-9-8-3. He got in my isolation. Hey, what's that one, Leslie? The one that Logan? You talking about Leslie Smith? She got for parole next. You know what I'm saying? It got to be tied into our conversation, not just doing those politically correct on any. It got to be intertwined. This cannot be some like a Southern secret. We don't talk about that. Up front about it. You know what I'm saying? With a confidence. You know what I'm saying? To be clear, what the purpose of prisons are? It's not about rehabilitation. You know what I'm saying? It's how it impacts them. Right. When Tupac said that song, when they got a baby and do so, what they got to do with me? Proximity explained to you how this impacts all of us. You know what I'm saying? I've listened to Sissy Tone, she got two sons. I wanted to go into how does that impact them? You know what I'm saying? Even clinically speaking, not even talking politically, they say like men. It's a chemical you release, pheromones. You know what I'm saying? That's like a scent, a chemical. It's on the animal channel. They say when the elephants start going through musk, not puberty, because that's not puberty. They start bumping each other. It's because some bad elephants, they don't like each other. It's just natural. They say they want one bull, put it right there. It takes the whole dynamic. The whole balance of when I was in Africa, I was watching certain dynamics. Mind you, to this day, there's no African term for jail. To this day, that's like who means freedom. There's no, that's a foreign concept to us. It's a foreign concept to us. So we got a heightened consciousness. What's the purpose of this dynamic? You know what I'm saying? So I kind of hope I hit it in a nutshell, or better yet, from a jail cell. I hope I answered the question.
And I really appreciate that. And I'm glad that you are lighting that fire. And I know you got to move on. What was the name of the movie you said you wanted us to look out for?
Goodbye, Uncle Tom. It was actually banned when they played it in the movie theaters in the 70s. The first day they played it, uprisings happened. They banned it. In fact, Roots was done to do damage control for this. It's called Goodbye, Uncle Tom, or Farewell, Uncle Tom. Pull it up on YouTube. They banned it. It shows a graphic depiction of chattel slavery. Goodbye. Make it your homework assignment. I don't know if people I can't even watch that. Watch it.
That's how my testimony started. Not to cut you off, brother. I watched the Emmett Till movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to say a little skit of my testimony. Mm-hmm. I watched the Emmett Till movie February 4th. Days prior, me, my husband, and son, we watched a little bit of it, but I wanted to go watch my reality shows. I was ignorant. So I go down and say, hey, I watched plenty of movies. The Help, plenty of movies on my history, but this one right here, I go downstairs, I watch Emmett Till, a six-part episode, Netflix. I get to the last episode when those demons was got paid that amount of money, $4,000, which equals out to, $40,000 today's money, to tell Look Magazine what they did to Emmett Till. I to cut the TV off, and I'm like, I don't know if I can finish. So I forced myself to watch the end. I go upstairs, I get in the bed, get in my bed with my husband. For some odd reason, I don't know if it was for Emmett Till or not, but I couldn't sleep. So I'm 41 years old, okay? I've prayed a lot of my life. I got a lot of testimonies in my life. I have never been so specific with God and prayed in my life like this. I prayed. After my prayer, I developed a knot of pain in my stomach. So I went up and asked God. I said, God, what's this? I said, what's this pain you got me feeling, God? He strike me down right now. And he said, Angel, my nickname is Angel. He said, that's your mother's pain you feeling. So I couldn't sleep. So now my brain just going. So I go downstairs, never slept that night. I started not researching not only our history, I started researching my history. It led me to 17 family members. I got family members, commissioners in Mississippi, lawyers in Georgia, professional athletes in Michigan. Cool. After that, when you Google things, it goes to other engines. Now I've been in Woodline for 30. My mom moved to Woodline at 85. My age goes with the years. I was 5 years old. Never knew that Emmett Till lived right down the street from me. My grandparents, along with 100,000 of others, attended Emmett services. My grandmother, Valley Gas, was pregnant with my auntie, Illuminata Cornelius, in 1955. As my grandfather being a protective husband, he didn't want her to go to the services. I'm looking at this stuff I want to cuss. God forgive me. Or, you know, I'm looking at this on the internet like Mamie had the, she is the reason I'm here today. Mamie had to get four nurses. She said she could smell her baby from the damn Ryan, A&A Rainer. This hit my soul. Now, ever since then, people call it strange occurrences. Baby, my ancestors been talking to me. And I used to be afraid to speak up. My grandparents had me a mama, acting, dancing, a singer. I always got froze when it was time to speak. But God came around and said, my husband told me, Marcus Gill, he said, babe, in order to get where you're going, you have to know where you came from. So I mentioned it to my cousin, Stormy Cornelius. She said, that's true, cuz. But in order to get where you're going, you have to come out your comfort zone. I'm here. I'm here today. I'm not here just for Taz Frank Hill. I'm not here just for Michael Minifield. I'm not here just for Isaiah Brady. I'm not here. I'm here because of my sons. I'm here because of everybody. This, what I have known for my 41, I had to call my mother. My mother didn't have all the answers for me, for my history. So that led me to, I'm going to finish saying this. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. It led me to calling my older cousin. My older cousin, come to find out, Toya DaCosta, my older cousin, we call her Button. I told her my skit of the testimony from the night prior as I'm talking to her. She said, I said, I'm trying to figure out what's this connection, why I keep thinking about, even though I'm speaking my history, why I keep thinking about Mamie Till and Emmett Till.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin said that her dad was the neighbor of the uncle of Emmett Till went down to Macomb, Mississippi with. And the Freedom Riders came to his home to interview him when that happened. So that was the connection. You know, I'm just not getting in my Bible. I got up to the part where Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel, and I understand there's some, you know, I don't know the word, but, you know, some little contradictions in the Bible. I understand. Mm-hmm. My husband had me watch, what was that movie? Come on, God, with Denzel Washington?
Book of Eli.
I cried like a baby.
Yeah.
I went to the show. I seen Serena and Venus movie. And I'm just having flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a God. I do not move in. Yes, my human spirit is nervous. I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still gonna make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I had to understand that I'm my mother's strength.
Yeah.
I'm my mother's strength. I'm teaching my mother. When I went to Emmett Till's home,
mm-hmm.
62, quote me on this, 27 St. Lawrence. It wasn't an accident because I'm going to tell y'all this. Nothing is an accident, mistake, or coincidence, okay? Mm-hmm. Everything in life is meant. I'm here to tell y'all this. But when I got to, before I found the actual home,
mm-hmm.
the address,
mm-hmm.
unbeknownst, I bumped into Mamie Till. Shout out to Naomi Davis, Forgiveness Garden. They're going to be open and making Emmett Till, his home is too flat into a museum the end of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I get to the Mamie Till Garden. I'm talking out loud. I'm spiritual. Mm-hmm. I'm talking out loud to Mamie Till. My ass, I'm crying. You know what I mean? It's nothing but snowing these big rocks on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
My brother has two co-defendants in this case, okay? We're human. My family angry. I always been like the lenient one, you know what I mean? Just like, oh, forgive, forgive. But I really was, what is going on? I didn't understand. I was ignorant. Once you have that knowledge, you have that power. These people, I don't know what these two co-defendants, these are mother sons in 3rd District, 71st and Cottage, 3rd District Police Station. Yes, I'm going to call them out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell they doing to these other sons in there. It's another design to separate us, the black people, to separate us in a friend. When I went to that Mamie Forgiveness Garden, at that very moment, I had learned to forgive my mother. I had learned to forgive the co-defendants who told on my brother. It's wicked out here. I'm not even finna get into it. I don't want to go that deep with all these killings, because I'm going to tell y'all, it ain't us.
Man.
It ain't us. It ain't us, y'all.
Real talk.
It ain't us.
Real talk.
I'm not moving in the spirit of fear no more.
Real talk. Listen, man.
My brother veins is running through my blood. We from the same womb. I got two sons. Everything that I have known for my 41 years of life, it got to the point it kind of got kind of scary. I'm like, oh, my God, this happened in 1955? Mm. I ain't finna talk about the Mary Turner story. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Her husband, Hazel Turner, he got picked up. They came to his home for stealing a watermelon to feed his family. They took him to the hanging bridge. I can't think of the name. It's somewhere in Georgia. They took him to the hanging bridge. Hung this man. Cut his penis off. Stuck it in his mouth. His wife was 9 months pregnant. 8 months pregnant. Let me tell you how spiritual my God is. This happened on my birthday. In 19, I don't want to say the wrong day, but it happened on my birthday. Google it. They hung her 8 months pregnant and cut her baby from her womb. This is what they and they designed. Yes, I feel like if we are killing each other, we are out here doing this madness and this wickedness. It's been installed. It's been installed in us. Mental illness been around. It's in our ancestors.
Yeah, come on. Real talk.
I wanna read a scripture. I wanna read a scripture. I gotta keep God in tune. Proverbs 31:8-9. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Proverbs 31:8-9. Get in tune, y'all. Get in tune.
Long live River Nash Turner. To praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition. Some people reach out to you directly, so you can get their Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So we contact them back on their Facebook contact.
Okay.
Cuz Radio Welfare, 804 South 17th Avenue. You say Hacker Prisons reach out to me. They can write to Hampton House, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. We live and direct, y'all. Comrade, give me some callers in queue. I think Cassandra Grill's in line, and also that some Thrill Kill. I think they're in line. So bring them on in. We got one of them on deck. Bring them on in. We ain't cut no corners here, y'all. We live and direct on Free 'Em All Radio. Who we got?
Free 'Em All.
Free 'Em All.
Yesterday, not tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
We have
Mother Comrade in line. We have Sister Vonda and Darisha as well. The Mother Comrade's on the line now. Free 'Em All.
Okay. We on countdown. Go ahead. We got to come. Okay, bring them on.
Free them all. Am I on?
Come on.
Get loud and clear.
You're on. Free them all. Yes,
okay,
free them all. You on. Yes, free them all.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Free them all. We hear you loud and clear.
I just want to say real quick, I don't care if you ain't got nobody that's locked up. If you do got somebody that's locked up, everybody got to start writing letters. Look, we got to make them uncomfortable. We got to be ringing them phones off the hook to those prisons and jails, talking about those conditions, or else we'll be what they be looking at them historical museums, you know, where they had a taxidermy, and they'll say, we used to call them niggas. All of them is gone now. Mm-hmm. We either gave them disease or put them in the jails and prisons, just like they threw their ass off the slave ship. We got to get busy. Now what can we do right now? Write a letter. Tell your friends to write a letter. Jam up the phones. Tell them about the conditions. Get some students to type up the statement that your brother made and send it out to the different newspapers and stuff, and saying that Chairman Fred and the Black Panther Party Cubs and so many people all over the world had their eyes on them, and they can't continue to murder us as a norm inside these prisons and jails. Power to the people, free them all. Power to the people, free them all.
Jerry, formerly known as Deborah Johnson, called in a former political prisoner that was locked up while she's 8 months pregnant. Live and direct, y'all. Give me some real care once and free them all. We got here. Who on this one? Hold on. Free them all, you there?
Hello.
Cassandra?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold. Give me some thrill killer. Stand by. Hold on. Don't let it go. It's okay. I got you on live right now. We got 2-3 calls. We're moving on. Hold on. Go ahead, Mr. Cassandra. This is Cassandra Gridley. So keep us posted. You know what I'm saying? Again. So man, this, hey, what's the odds of this, y'all? Again, man, reverence, that love, respect, right. Sis. Right on. Yes, indeed.
Can you bring my
brother
in?
Hello?
Is it 3 kid right here?
Yes.
Is this 3
Oh, it's crazy.
Is 3 right here?
No. I'm here.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. So I get you on that right now. Go ahead right now. Yep. You on. Welcome.
Right
Free
now.
Radio.
Be about it. Don't talk about it. That's where I'm at. I'm tired and sick and tired, just like Alicia said. I'm tired of crying, sleepless nights, can't eat, knowing my son and other sons, Isaiah, Michael, Chaz, are suffering, as well as their predecessors and the ones that they're in there with, who's they may not have families. Let's not talk about it. Be about it. Let's actually go to the TV stations. Let's rally. Have scheduled Google rallies. Let's put this. I've been tweeting all day from the meeting that was 2.5 hours last night. I didn't go to work today, sick and tired, with Anthony Gay on the HB 3564 bill. I have tweeted. You only get 1,000 tweets a day. I think I'm up at 500 right now. With Kimberly A. Lightford, who holds the bill in the seat of assignment for it to get voted on and get it over with. Just do it. Just do it. That's it. That's all. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Take our ass to Springfield. Take our ass downtown, if I have to take days off from work, to go in front of Steve Harvey, to go in front of ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox on Michigan. Let's go. Let's go. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Come on, man.
I love y'all, but I'm serious. I'm serious. I put this on my Facebook with my pastors, and I'm going to churches. I'm ready to march in the church by myself to talk about the truth. I'm not scared.
Give us your son's name, ID number, your contact also. So I need somebody while we're talking. Get them the name, ID numbers up there, and I need to post it right when we do it.
Chaz. C-H-A-Z, Thrill Kill, T-H-R-A-I-L-K-I-L-L, Thrill Kill, inmate number M44258. I'm serious. If I have to do it by myself, I do it, and then I'll air you. And I'll see you next week at the same time and tell you what I've done. But if you're going to talk about it, be about it. Let's go.
No.
Let's go.
Let me say this for the record. Let the record be clear. Let's continue to mobilize. You know what I'm saying? Cause, I mean, I know a lot of times people say this is starting. You know what I'm saying? We got this train been moving. You know what I'm saying?
I'm ready. I'm ready. The mothers are ready.
Right on. Okay. Let's tie this in. Let's keep this moment going.
It's because of the HB 3564. Anthony Gay. In solitary confinement for 22 years with scars all over his body that was pulled out. We got a big thing going on right now. And we have by mid-April. It's not letters. You have to tweet. You have to call. We have a limited, we got 3 weeks to get this bill passed. 3 weeks, people.
Where can people go?
The HB 3564.
Where can people go? Is there a site people can go to know about this bill? Is a site?
Yes, all you got to do is type in Google. HB3564 is going to take you straight to Springfield. This is not a secret.
Okay. Well, no, I hear you on that. A lot of times people can't, I would say people get involved in struggle one of three ways: inspiration, affirmation, or desperation. Hmm. So a lot of times people say they can't hear. Now, you quote me on that. Quote me on that. Quote me on that. People get involved in struggle.
I am not accusing anyone about anything, but this bill, if you have loved ones, if you have family members of loved ones, this is actually going across. I don't know how they throwing kites from prison to prison. These people are moving, but they talking about Anthony Gay and that bill. And if you don't know, now you know. HB
3564. We want to
a black female senator, a black female, beautiful woman, young, Kimberly, A, middle initial, Lightford, Lightford. She holds the seat to get the bill passed.
Mm.
She has our children in her hands. And that's all I can say. But I know, and I know I'm new to meeting you guys, Jeremy, Junior, Alicia, Dalisa, everyone, the mothers. We've been on the phone for 3 days straight, hours after. I mean, like tonight. This ain't the first night. We've been doing this dead fast, 10 toes down. It's just a matter of time. And Fred, you talked about being in there, the flashback. This bill will save all of them. You can't stay in solitary confinement more than 10 days. This bill will stop it statewide. From Stateville, Pontiac to Menards, it will stop it. I can't make it any clearer, and I'm sorry.
Don't apologize for your pain or expressing your pain. I just want to do, again, we do, I just want
it's
to say this too.
Pain,
I know
it's their pain. It's the pain you felt when you was in there. It's the flashback you're talking about.
It impacts all of us, including yourself. It impacts all of us, including you and the people. We need the people's pain. And I want to say this too. This system is so Machiavellian. Technically, they stopped the circuit. The circuit, I don't know if people are familiar with the circuit. The circuit is when you arbitrarily transfer from one place to another. So by the law, they technically stopped the circuit. What they did, now this system is so Machiavellian, they said, what you're doing now, Mr. Thompson, we're just transferring you to another place. So I just want people to have their guards up. Because this system is so Machiavellian. We're playing with the words of euphemism, playing with euphemisms and word game. So, again, I'm going to read the details of this here, but keep our guards up. Keep our guards up, because they Machiavellian. They'll say, okay, you work. They even put this man the cameras. People say, this going to do the camera. They say, okay, cut the camera up, you beat their ass.
That's what my brother say they do.
My point exactly.
That's
so
what they doing.
Come into this with our guards up and our eyes open. You know what I'm saying? This is a system that again, when they abolished chattel slavery, what they say? 13th Amendment. This cannot happen again except for the condition that you do, you committed a crime. So I'm saying come in, because it's emotional, it hits us.
Mm-hmm.
So come in with our guards up with all these bills. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They Machiavellian with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
The circuit, mm-hmm. They said the circuit is in the circuit. We cannot do the circuit no more. It's illegal. It was outlawed. The circuit, it's okay. This is illegal. Y'all doing it. He said, no, you're not doing the circuit anymore. You're being transferred.
Why we just can't go back into the Black Panther movement?
The Black Panther Party. Oh, forgive me. That logo right there. The Cubs are coming. The Cubs are coming. The Black Panther Party Cubs are here. We were birthed inside the prisons, inside the concentration camps. Been there for almost how long? The Black Panther Party Cubs are the last cause of alcohol. We the ones that be serving the drinks in the lounge, and people go to everything else. We all say, man, give me some of that Sharps and champagne. We the ones, after all things are exhausted, who is them niggas right there with the scars and bars who the news don't talk about? They got our posters and our pictures in the gun tower in Menard. And Shawnee, if you even say my greeting, you would get transferred. The deal is the conditions have to be right for people to relate to what we're doing, though. When Kennedy was in office, the Black Panther Party was there. A lot of cats couldn't relate to it. But Nixon case, certain conditions have to be ripe. But all due respect, the Cubs. I don't know. I can't tell how long I've been on the show alone. You know what I'm saying? But again, we here as our service to the people, how we can assist the line. We here every Wednesday, Free Them All Radio. I don't know how long we going to be here. I'm surprised. We riding on fumes now. I'm surprised we still here. You know what I'm saying? But again, I hear you.
They trying to kill our souls and spirits because they souls and spirits gone.
And we can't
open a book. We can't even just start just looking up scriptures. We so busy distracted and with everything. We just out here distracted. We got to start speaking up. You don't wait till it happens to you.
Ooh, let me echo that again.
It happened to you. I unconsciously neglected my brother for 10 years. I remember talking to the older brothers who I grew up around, and I'm like, they'll be like, how your brother doing? How Mike doing? I'll be like, oh, you know, he mad at me or whatever, when I was ignorant to the fact. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, he never left my heart, mind, and prayer. But, you know, I remember one brother, he say, Angel, just send him pictures. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. One of the spiritual things that been happening since my testimony, February 4th, my brother sent me a letter and two pictures. I accidentally, forgive me, left the two pictures. My sister Michelle sitting right here next to me. Her and Mike is the closest in age of our siblings. Her and Mike is a picture of her, them two, and we was in prison. She went to see him, and it's a baby picture of my brother and Michelle, Michael and Michelle. My brother wasn't even a child yet. He was about, oh, what's he on that picture, Mom? About 6 months or something.
My folks, we on air right now doing the show.
He was holding the ball with his right hand. This is what they did. They said he had three particles. What was on his right hand? Where was the minimum amount on his right on his right hand? But they said he did this murder. You know what I'm saying? Why do y'all think that when a lot of us getting killed. I got childhood friends now. I'm 41. I've been to probably over 30 funerals in my lifetime, more than my mother and my mother 60. Why do y'all think they not catching the people who doing this?
Come on.
I had a friend just recently for my spiritual awakening, Tamika Hill. She came on Facebook. She said, Mika. She said, I need you. She put on Facebook, she made a stat. She said, I need everybody to start calling the detective because her son got killed and don't nobody know nothing. Come on now.
Real talk. I regret y'all. They give me a heads up. We went over our time 8:30. But we live in the wreck. Y'all got the contacts. We got our marching orders. Let's move forward. Let's make history, take history, take history. Y'all make sure you get them contacts, connect up. Make sure you take the most people on Facebook, their Facebook page. Man, we like the Lord. Y'all will see y'all Friday. See y'all Friday. Keep updating with us. Go to that's the Nicholas Lee page, Cassandra Grills page about this meeting about Menard tomorrow. Friday, 6 p.m., 125 South 5th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Be there for the hearing and historical landmark on Hampton Hill. Saturday, the Black Political Commission in Gary, Indiana. Next Wednesday, we back on deck. Back on deck here, Free Them All Radio, y'all.
Also, follow me on Facebook, Alicia Gill. My profile picture is Mamie Till and Emmett Till. A live cup picture of them in color. Alicia Gill, A-L-I-C-I-A-G-I-L-L. My Instagram is The Main Ange. D-A, capital D-A-M-A-I-N-A-N-G. You guys can follow me on there. I'm taking notes here. I'm going to reach out to all who needs me to, you know, wants me to reach out to them. I appreciate y'all. I love all of you. I love all my brothers and sisters. I'm praying for y'all. We here. Let's get it. Let's go.
All right, y'all. Love yourself. Free tomorrow. Here I'm trying to see you in the building.
Free
all right. Hood's Clarity Club out there. Love and respect, y'all. I need y'all back on deck with us this Wednesday. We was gone for a while. We connected. Appreciate y'all,
we
man.
We still running.
Okay, that's what it is.
I mean, if you want a second question, we got
one. Okay, I got to check the studio. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, you can set it down.
Yeah.
You'll pop in under your profile?
Yeah, we officially close out. Time here. All right, y'all, free your mind.
I heard it, man.
If
y'all
want to
get a reset real quick.
My brain kind of.
He said that if you don't struggle correctly, you shouldn't struggle. But you should struggle. We said dad will struggle and you dad will win. Dad not to struggle and you don't deserve to win. But we have to struggle properly. They don't want to admit that there are a lot of young organizations around, but we are political organizations. We are an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. That it's just like you stretch something. And it goes, you can stretch things, there's going to mean another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war. And that's where we at.
42 shots through that bedroom. Mama Cool was laying asleep up in that bed too. That's when J. Edgar Hoover sent the feds through. You know them grimy ass ways that the feds move. Said they sent the memo saying the Panthers gotta go. Created a plan to start COINTELPRO. Tricked O'Neal and then he turned into a informant. The chairman killed the wee hours of the morning.
I'm feeling like Mike Brown, I'm feeling like Trayvon. I'm feeling like I gotta stay armed with hoodies and ARs. I'm feeling like I gotta black down, but this is a straight wall. So tell him that I'm on the front line, I'm taking no days off. Yeah. Said it's mental slavery, yep, it's all in your head. If you ain't got your liberation, you better off dead.
Yeah.
He's spotting day plantations, they call it the feds. Whatever happened to the riders, guess all of them dead. I don't care if it's a koofy bow tie or a fez. We need to unify people and buy some land. And when I talk about the Jacksons, I ain't talking Michael.
Nah.
I'm talking George and Jonathan marching with their rifles. You try to kill the revolution, then you gotta shoot us. This for the Chairman Fred, Mark Clark, Huey Newton. This here for Black August. Let's have a moment of silence and dedicate it to them riders that's in black coffins. I got the voice of Malcolm, mixed with the heart of Marcus. I got my knowledge from the slums, I've never been to Harvard. Tell me it's love, tell me it's hate, tell me it's pride. Tell me the reason why they keep on telling us lies. Tell me the reason why them teens in America died. From them slugs of a gun that an officer fired. Gotta understand, they consider us three-fifths of a man. Which means you're not a human on this land. Dred Scott, black man, they got the same rights a white man's got. So why we steady rapping all these damn blocks? Who thought I'd see the day when the cops would become the damn ops? We just trying to land us a job and they trying to land shots. Knowledge and intelligence is more important than that gangster shit that they've been telling us. I wonder who the editors, I wonder who the ones that take their time to write the papers. That fail to mention trials and tribulations that we facing. I got neighbors that was racist, that got hatred for these pretty black faces. Who are you to judge our laws, great creation? Relations to all of them great faces back in Africa. King Tut, Queen Nzinga, they set the path for us. If they could take a look at us now, they probably laugh at us. But then again, they wouldn't be laughing, they probably mad at us. Wonder how we all became thugs and drug traffickers. Let them capture us, and they building a bloodbath for us. Breathe, this water getting deep. It's way over my head, it's kinda hard for me to see. I got a queen, and she natural pure. The mindset of Winnie Mandela, mixed with a side of secure. Said I got two choices, poverty or provide for the poor. Plus I'm fully prepared to collide with the law. I said I think we need a million men marching in the streets again. Think we need a million men marching with their peace in hand. Sometimes you gotta go to war just to have peace again. Rest in peace tomorrow, and time to treat us like kings again.
Now the same motherfuckers that came to kill and capture us. Yeah, the same motherfuckers that murdered Mask us. Got the calls now, guys to be asking us. Why they keep killing each other? Why they respect their mothers? Why they daddy said? Why they eat being black? Why they stay unemployed? Why they don't vote? Why they don't sit together? Why they still dope? Why they fucking 2 tears in the bucket? Did the chairman tell you what happened, Captain? The motherfucking corrupt is gross.